Mesechtes Nazir, Daf Yud Daled, 6 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Gimel and Beis, and let's just recap our Mishnah. The Mishnah brought two different cases where Reuven was mekabel on himself, two different Nazir's periods. First case of the Mishnah was where Reuven said, I will be a Nazir, and he was mekabel on himself on Nazir's Bestam, which is for 30 days, and then he said, V'nazik Shili Ben, and I will also be a Nazir when there's an event that occurs, and my wife has a son. And then the Mishnah taught us that if Reuven started his Nazir's period, and he thought that he could finish his Nazir's period before his son was born, and then his son is born prior to him finishing his Nazir's period, and the Mishnah taught us that he finishes his first Nazir's period and he completes his full 30 days, and according to most Rishonim, at that point he would cut his hair and bring his three Kabbanis B'Taira, he would bring La'ilah Shlomim and Achatos, and afterwards he would start his second Nazir's period based on the fact that his wife had a son, and then once again he would cut his hair and bring his Kabbanis. However, Ayin L'Mefarash explains that after Reuven finishes his first period of Nazir's, he would immediately start his second Nazir's period because he said that I should be a Nazir the moment my wife has a son, and only after he finishes both periods of Nazirus, he would cut his hair, and he would bring two sets of Karbanis at the end of both periods. And the second case of the Mishnah was where Reuven said exactly the opposite, and Reuven initially accepted upon himself a Nazirus that was dependent on a future occurrence, and he said, I will be a Nazir when I have a son, and only afterward did he say that I will be Mekabel on myself another Nazirus period, which will be a Nazirus Stam for 30 days. And the Mishnah taught us that if Reuven thought that he could finish his Stam Nazir's period prior to his wife having a child, and he started his Nazir's period, and then after 20 days, his wife gave birth to his son. The Mishnah teaches us that in this case, since Reuven said originally, Harini Nazik Shili Ben, and that was his first clause, therefore Reuven at this point would automatically have to keep the Nazirus that he promised to be a Nazir when he has a son, and therefore Reuven would suspend his Nazirus that he was already counting for his Stam Nazir's period that he was Mekabel himself second, and only once he finishes his Nazir's period that he was Mekabel for his son, then he would actually go back and complete his original Nazirus period, and he would complete his last 10 days of Nazirus. And the Rush brings down two different Shitas in this scenario, and we will learn the Gemara like the Rush's first Shita. That Shita is that after Reuven finished the 30-day period that he was Mekabel once his son was born, then the din is that he doesn't cut his hair at that point, and he continues and he finishes up the Nazirus that he promised, which was the original Nazirus that he still owes 10 days for. Only at that point we finished the Nazirus that he was Mekabel for having a son, and he also finished his Nazirus that he was Mekabel B'Stamah, so at that point he would cut his hair and bring two sets of Karbanis. And even though we learned originally that once someone is Mekabel on themselves two different periods of Nazirus, the second period of Nazirus does not start until he brings the Karbanis for his first Nazirus period, and L'Chaira, even though of course it's Pashitas that after the 20 days that he kept for his own Nazirus, that at that point he would not have to bring his Karbanis and he couldn't cut his hair, as at that point he didn't finish his Nazirus period. However, after he finished his Nazirus period that he was Mekabel for having the son, L'Chaira, he should have to cut his hair at that point, and he should have to bring the Karbanis, and then he should complete his last 10 days that he owes for his first Nazirus period that he already started. And the Rush explains that since after he finishes the Nazirus for his son, then he only has 10 days left for his original Nazirus. If he would cut his hair and bring his Karban at that point, then we have a klal in Gidol Sa Pachas Milabidayim, and therefore it wouldn't work for the first Nazirus period, and therefore he only cuts his hair after he completes all of his Nazirus period, and only at that point will he cut his hair and bring his Karbanis. And our scenario is definitely different than a case where Reuven was Mekabel himself two different Nazirus periods, and he kept one Nazirus period, and then he has to start a second Nazirus period, then he could only start that Nazirus period once he brings Karbanis, as over there, the second Nazirus period did not start. But over here, where his Nazirus period originally started, and he kept it for 20 days, and it was just suspended, so even though he didn't yet bring his Karbanis for his Nazirus period that he already completed, it doesn't stop him and it doesn't delay him from continuing and completing his first Nazirus period, and completing his 10 days that he owes for the first Nazirus period that he started. And let's begin the Gemara. By Rava, Rava will ask five different Shailas. Now let's keep in mind that Rava's Shailas will be similar to the case of our Mishnah, and he still doesn't bring a Raya from our Mishnah. And the Rishonim explain that certainly Rava and everyone agrees, like the Mishnah states, that there's no question that if a person makes two Kabbalas Nazirus and he has to suspend one of the Nazirus periods, that is possible and there's no halachic problem with it. And the questions of Rava will only focus on what is the Das of a person. As we know, Nazirus is dependent on a person's Das and a person's intent. So in our Mishnah, we are Reuven thought that he could finish up his Nazir's period before his wife had a son. So if there, certainly, he actually started his Nazir's period, and therefore the din is that he started, he continues for 20 days, then he suspends it, he does the 30-day period of Nazir's when his wife had a son, and then he continues and finishes up his Nazir's period, and he completes another 10 days. However, as we will see, Rav's question will be as to the intent of a person, and let's start the Gemara and understand this clearly once we learn Rav's first Shaila. So Rav asked the following Shaila, Omah Harini Nazir Lacha Reuven was mekabel on himself in Naziris, and he said, I want to be a Nazir, but this Naziris period should only start after 20 days. And then he says, I'm also mekabel a second Naziris period from now for 100 days. Mao, what is the din? Kivin halameya be'esud le'shalman. Since certainly in this case, it's impossible to complete the full 100-day period of Naziris within the 20 days prior to his first Naziris being chal, based on the fact that he originally said, Hareini nozel acha esim yoyim. So loy chaylin, if it was his Naziris that he was mekabel for 100 days, doesn't start at this moment, even though he said Lashim Achshav, and it only starts after he completes his first Naziris period that he was mekabel to start after 20 days. Taisus explains, because when a person is mekabel on himself to keep Naziris for 100 days, it must be that he wanted to keep those Naziris as 100 consecutive days, and a person doesn't want to start the Naziris for 20 days and then be mafsik that Naziris, continue for a 30-day period of a new Naziris, and then continue for an 80-day of Naziris to be mashlim the original Naziris periods. Therefore, Reuven must have meant that the first 20 days I'm not considered a Nazir at all. After that, I will start my Naziris period for a 30-day period. After I finish my Naziris period, I will cut my hair and I will bring my kabbanis. And only after that point will I be a Nazir for 100 consecutive days, which I was mekabel when I said, me'achshav me'ayoyim. And Taisus points out that even though Reuven used the term of me'achshav, and it's mashman, he wants to start the 100-day period right now, Taisus explains that Reuven was only using the term me'achshav to contrast this with the first Naziris period, which he was only mekabel after 20 days. And over here he's saying, I'm mekabel this Naziris right now, but of course I will only keep this Naziris period once I finished my 30-day Naziris period I obligated on myself that will start in 20 days from now. And according to the Tzad, the next 20 days, Reuven is not a Nazir at all, as he only accepted upon himself his first Naziris period that would start after 20 days. And it is at this point of the Gemara where Taisus points out, Vintayma, Vamayle Pashim Masisin, why is it that Rava did not bring a Raif in the Mishnah? The Tani, because we learned, Menecha Shalayim, Mayin Shal Benay, Vishuv Mashma Shalayim. We see that a person doesn't mind if his Naziris periods are not consecutive. That's why Reuven was able to start his Naziris for 20 days, suspend the Naziris, and keep his other Naziris period for 30 days, and then go back and keep another 10 days for his original Naziris period. Taisus answers, Ve'ikalamema Shani Masisin, that our Mishnah is different, because his Chalimnes is Yerusai, Savahaya, Latashlum, Mishlayadi, Shivalai Ben, Taichim Nizrai. In our case in the Mishnah, Reuven actually thought that he could complete his Naziris period, since his second Naziris period was not dependent on a time frame, it was dependent on an event that would occur, and he thought that event would not occur until after he finishes his first Naziris period. And since Reuven thought that it was possible for him to finish his Naziris period, and it's actually possible for him to do so, it was actually possible that his wife would not give birth for at least 30 days, and therefore, Reuven was mekabel his Naziris, he actually was gomar v'noda, he actually intended that his neder should be chal at this moment, and he should start his Naziris period, and then afterwards, if his wife gives birth, then he will suspend it, keep his 30-day Naziris period for his son, and only afterwards would go back and complete the 10 days for his Naziris period. However, in the case of Rava, Zoktaisis Avalhachot Loi Efshe Klal, over here it's impossible for him to finish his 100-day Naziris period, as he stated that I should become a Nazir after 20 days, to Im Yaskal Naziris Shal Me'yoyim, as if he does start his 100-day period, Tzarech Lahafsik Shiyavu Chaf Yoyim, he'll certainly have to be Mafsik after 20 days, therefore, L'chayel Le Naziris Shal Me'yoyim Alta, so a person's intent was that his Naziris should not be Chal at this moment, and it only should be Chal after his 30-day period, which he was Mekabel, should only start after 20 days. Rabbi continues, Oidil, what do we say? Kivin Isli, Hidil Salah B'Soif, that since Lemaisa, even if he would keep 20 days of his Naziris period and then take a break and continue with his 30-day Naziris period and then complete his 80-day period in order to complete his original 100-day period of Naziris, then since in his 80-day period he has a Choshev period of Naziris because his hair will grow at least for 30 days, and as we know, in Gidl Sa Pachas B'Lamidayim, since Reuven knows that he'll have an 80-day period, which is a Choshev amount, so he doesn't mind that he has a break in his Naziris, and he doesn't mind if his 100 days are not consecutive. Therefore, in Chanami, we would say that Reuven meant to say, I want to be a Nazir for 100 days right now, and it should start for 20 days at this moment, and then afterwards I would have to take a break because I said, Hareini Nazir La'acha Esrim Yoyim, that will be a Nazir after 20 days. I will keep that Naziris period, and then I'll go back and keep 80 days, and that would not be a problem. And the Gemara asks, B'tibayle Naziris Mu'atas, why did Rava go to a case where he was mekabel himself his second Naziris for 100 days? Why didn't he say he was mekabel one Naziris period on himself, and he said, Hareini Nazir La'acha Esrim Yoyim, and then he said, Ma'achshav Nazir, and from now I'll be a Nazir as well, and he only was mekabel that Naziris for 30 days, and the same Shaila would still apply. Maybe we would say that it's not chal right now, as a person's intent is that his Naziris should only be chal if it would be able to be chal for a consecutive period, and it would be able to complete all 30 days at this point, and since over here it's impossible for him to keep the 30 days, therefore we would say that Reuven meant that the first 20 days I shouldn't be a Nazir at all, after 20 days I should have my first Naziris period, and only after I have my first Naziris period, only after I cut my hair and bring my kabbanis, then then my second zeros period should be chal, and I'll be in nazir for another 30 days, and then cut my hair once again, and bring kabonis once again. And the second sad would be that Reuven would actually start his zeros period immediately, because he said, I want to be in nazir me'achshav. He would keep zeros for 20 days. After the 20 days, he would have to keep his first zeros period that he promised, when he said, Harini nazir la'acha asim yayim. And after he completes the next 30 days of zeros, he would continue and complete his original zeros period, and he would continue for another 10 days, and only at that point would he cut his hair and would he bring his kabonis. And at that point, of course, he had gidul sar, because even though in chinami he only kept 10 days of naziris for his original period, and that was not consecutive, but lemaisa, between everything, he has 60 days of not growing his hair, and therefore that wouldn't be an issue. And Gemara answers, chodim igoy chodakom ibayle, that really Rav Shaila included that as well, and we continue on daf yudal and aleph, and the Gemara explains, and Rav really meant to say, imtim siloima, even if you will want to be patient, my Shaila, and you would tell me, if Reuven accepted upon himself one zeros period that starts in 20 days, and he accepted upon himself me'achshav another zeros period, that the din is that he can't start his zeros period, and he really meant to say that the first 20 days I will not be a nazir at all, after that I will be a nazir for a 30-day period, and only after that I will be a nazir for a 30-day period, which will be consecutive days, that is only by zeros mu'atas, where it was only a zeros for 30 days, because kivin asar yoyman hu diyisrin, because if we would say that you would actually break up his zeros period, then he would have 20 days at the beginning, 30 days for his other zeros period, and he would then go back and complete his original zeros period by completing another 10 days of being a nazir. So certainly there's a gilui das that Reuven did not mean to say that, as leisolk lehalan asara, that those 10 days are not chashiv to Reuven, since it's not a 30-day period, and the only time a person considers zeros to be a chashiv period of zeros is only when you have 30 days, based on the klal that in gidol sa pachas milabedoyim, and even though over here that you didn't cut your hair already for 50 days, and at the end the result will be that you didn't cut your hair for 60 days, but lemaisa, this period of zeros, which is only 10 days, is not considered chashiv to him, because it's not a time frame where there is a period of time where he's being a nazir for a specific neda for a 30-day period, and that's why he only wants his zeros to be chal consecutively, and that's why certainly we would say that b'negei zeros mu'atas, Reuven meant to say that for the first 20 days I will not be a nazir, and at that point my first zeros period that I stated that reading nazir l'acha esim yayim will be chal. I will keep a zeros period for 30 days. I will cut my hair and bring my kabbanis, and only after that point will I keep another 30-day period of zeros, which I will keep consecutively, and then once again I will cut my hair and bring my second set of kabbanis. And Rava continues that even if you would be pushed that first shiloh bin again zeros mu'atas avol vaday, but certainly in a case where it was nazir me'ayim, Reuven's second kabbalas zeros was for a complete 100 days, keeping this like tamin yayim l'besayif, since at the end result, even if you break up his zeros period of 100 days, and even if he'll start the 100-day period right away and he'll have 20 days of zeros, then break up the zeros period and have his 30 days of the zeros period that he promised that he'll start after 20 days, and then continue with his 80-day period, that 80-day period is sulkenly will be chashiv to him, because l'maisa, in 80 days, there's gidul sar, there's more than a 30-day period will grow his hair, and therefore it's chashiv enough to him, and he doesn't mind if he splits up his zeros, and he doesn't care if it will be consecutive, or do we say that even in this case, Reuven wants his zeros period to all be consecutive, therefore his first 20 days, he will not keep any zeros, after that he'll keep the 30-day zeros they promised when he said, and he will then cut his hair, he'll bring his kabanis, and then he'll start his 100-day period, and after that, he'll once again cut his hair and bring his second set of kabanis. Therefore, these were the first two shilas of Rava. Although the Gemara will not be pashit for Rava's shilas, however, this shilah, the Gemara will be pashit from Braisa, and the Gemara will say that actually, in the case where he said, I want to be a nazir for 100 days, that the din is that it's chal right now, and he has to keep in his ears for 20 days, take a break for 30 days, and then continue for 80 days. And therefore, the Gemara continues and says, if we're going to say that it will be chayil, which actually will be the end result of the Gemara, and the Gemara therefore says, Rav's third child is, if once again Reuven says, I want to be a nazir, and it only should be chayil after 20 days, and instead of saying, and from now I will be a regular nazir, he says, I will be a nazir oilam, which is considered a different type of nazirus. Maybe although a regular nazirus will be chayil right away, but a nazir oilam would not be chayil right away, and therefore the first 20 days he would not keep any nazirus, after 20 days he would keep a 30-day period in his ears, and only after he cuts his hair and he brings his kabbanis for his original zeros period, then he would become a nazir ilam. And over there, the din is that he's a nazir forever, and hichpid sayri make a batar, and he brings sets of kabbanis every time he has a heter to cut his hair. Or do we say that lemaisa his zeros will be chal right away, and he'll become a nazir ilam immediately for 20 days? Then there will be a break where he'll become a regular nazir, and after 30 days of his zeros period, at least according to the Rishayim that say that he will not be able to to bring his karbanis or cut his hair because he's still in the middle of his original nazirus for being a nazir olam. So then he would continue with his nazirus olam until the point when he could cut his hair, as it will be hichbit zayri, and therefore he could be mekel b'tar. And at that point, he'll cut his hair, bring one set of karbanis for completing his nazirus period of 30 days, and he'll bring another set of karbanis for cutting his hair while he was in nazir olam. And as the Gemara says, Ma, what is the din? Mi chayli alah, do you say that his nazirus olam is chal on him right away? Or do you say that that could be chal until after he finishes his original nazirus period, which he accepted upon himself by saying, Havini nazir l'achah chafyayim? And we learned the Gemara based on the guess that we have in our Gemara, where Reuven said, Havini nazir l'achah chafyayim, and he then said, Umeachshiv nazir olam. However, there is a guess, Umeachshiv nazir l'olam, that he was mekabel on himself, that I will be in nazir l'olam from this period of time. And we know if a person says, I want to be in nazir l'olam, it's almost as if he said, I want to be in nazir for 1,000 years, and the din is that he never could cut his hair, and he never brings kabanis. If he this gersa, the actual nafkamina between the two tzadim is actually much more stark, as if he meant to say, I want to start my nazirus l'olam immediately, so then after 20 days, he'll become a regular nazir, and he'll take a break for his nazirus l'olam, but after 30 days, he will not be able to cut his hair, and he won't be able to bring his kabanis, as of course at that point, he's in the middle of his nazirus l'olam, and therefore, he has an issa to cut his hair at any point during his lifetime. And the other tzad of the shayla is that even though he said, me'achshav nazir l'olam, he didn't mean to say, I want to be a nazir l'olam immediately at this point. He just meant to say, I'm not holding myself back, I'm not waiting for any period of time after I complete my regular nazirus period to start my nazirus l'olam. And according to this, it would come out that the first 20 days he would not have any din of nazirus at all. After that, he would have a standard din of nazirus for 30 days. He would cut his hair, he would bring his kabbanis, and then he would become a nazir l'olam, and he'll never again be able to cut his hair or bring his kabbanis. And the Gemara continues, Im Tim Sulaima, if you're going to say, Hachakim et Efsel Shula Chayla, that maybe in this case, since he said that I will be in nazir after 20 days, and a standard nazirus has a din of she'ila, so at least we could understand that Reuven doesn't mind starting his nazirus olam or his nazirus la'olam immediately, and even though that will be a hafsik and it won't be consecutive, because l'maisa, he understands that within the next 20 days, he may be able to find a pesach for his nazirus, and then he will not actually have to stop his nazirus period at all, and he won't have this intervening nazirus, because the kabbalah's nazirus that he's made by saying hareini nazir la'achah chafyayim could be bottled, as he could go to chacham and be matir neder. Maybe in this case, Reuven doesn't mind starting his nazirus olam immediately. However, Rava continues with his fourth shayla, Om hareini nazir shimshin la'achah esrim yayim. If Reuven says, I want to be a nazir shimshin after 20 days, then he's mekabel himself another period of nazirus, and he says, me'achshav nazir stam, I also want to be a nazir stam. Ma'o, what would be in this case? Hachalei efshel ashulei mi'chayle oloi. Since over here, but again, nazirus shimshin, it's impossible to be shoyl on a nazirus shimshin, and as we know that shimshin became a nazir through the malach, and therefore it was impossible to be shoyl on his nazirus, and therefore we could still have another shayla. Do we say that lemaisa, even though he can't be shoyl on a nazirus shimshin, therefore if Reuven would start his nazirus that he was makabel when he said me'achshav nazir stam, he knows for certain that he'll definitely have to take a break in the action, and after 20 days he will become a nazir shimshin, and actually not only will it be a break, but he will never be able to go back and continue his original nazirus, as once he's a nazir shimshin, that nazirus continues forever and continues until he dies. Even so, since Reuven said, me'achshav nazir stam, I want to be a nazir stam from this moment, so therefore we would say that he starts his nazirus for 20 days, then he would continue with his nazir shimshin, and he'll continue his nazir shimshin forever. Or do we say that l'maisa, since he knows that once he'll be a nazir shimshin, he'll never be able to complete his nazirus period, therefore Reuven really meant to say that for the first 20 days I will not be a nazir at all, after that I accept upon myself to be a nazir shimshin, and I'll be a nazir shimshin forever, and my second nazirus period that I accept upon myself will never be chal at all. And the Gemara continued with the fifth shayla of Rava, and this shayla doesn't seem to have any connection to the previous shaylas. And the shayla is, Amma k'maisha b'shiva ba'ada. If Reuven says, I want to be like Maisha on the seventh day of Ada, my, what is the din? And Taisus and the Rush both explain that, as we know, Maisha Rabbeinu not only died on Zayin Ada, but he also was born on Zayin Ada. And the shayla is, did Reuven mean to say that I want to be like Klai Yisrael on the day that Maisha Rabbeinu died, and on that day everyone was at Avelis, and people Mestamah were Mekabal themselves Nazirus based on the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu died, and I also want to be a Nazir? Or did he mean to say, I want to be like Klai Yisrael on the day that Moshe Rabbeinu was born, and everyone was B'Simcha, and I also want to be B'Simcha? And the Gemara continued, and as we said, Pshayt Minayu Kadmaisa, that the Gemara said will be Pashit, the first and original Shaila of Rava. As the Brisa explicitly tells us, Hareini Nazir L'Achas Miyam, if Reuven says, I want to be a Nazir after 20 days, U'me'achshav Me'ayim, and I want to be a Nazir Me'achshav 400 days, then the din is that he actually is a Nazir Me'achshav from this moment 400 days, and Moine Esrim, then he would count 20 days for that Nazirus period, the Then he would take a break in the action, and he would break up his Nazirut period, and he would count 30 days based on the fact that he said, and then he'll go back, and he will continue his Nazirut for 100 days, and he'll continue for 80 days in order to be mashlam that Nazirut period. And as the Brisa states, k'dei l'hashlam Nazirut Yushayna, and therefore we see the pshitas to Rav's first shayla, that the din is that his Nazirut, that he was mekabel himself, me'ashav, me'ayoyim, is immediately chal, even though he won't have his Nazirut in one shot, and it won't be a consecutive 100 days of Nazirus. Gemara continues, and we'll discuss the second case of our Mishnah, and let us just point out before we start, that in the first case of the Mishnah, where Reuven first said, I will be a Nazir, and then he said, I will be a Nazir when I have a son, and he started counting his Nazirus first, and while he was in the middle of his Nazirus, he had a son, and at that point, he's chayiv to keep another period of Nazirus. The Mishnah taught us that Reuven would complete his first Nazirus period, and at least according to most Mepharshim, he would then cut his hair and bring his kabanis, and then he would start his second period of Nazirus, and then he would cut his hair once again and bring his second set of kabanis. And certainly in this scenario, all would agree that both periods of Nazirus are separate and apart from each other. And therefore, for example, if Reuven became tummy while he was in the middle of his first Nazirus period, then he made tumma would be mevatel the days that he already counted as a Nazir, as the pasuk says, "Vayom rishonim yiplu." And then after he becomes tar, he would have to shave his head and bring the required kabanis that a Nazir that was tummy brings, and he would then once again restart his original Nazirus period. And the same would be true if he's in the middle of his second Nazirus period. Then if he became Tameh, all that it does, it breaks apart the second Nazirus period. He would have to keep Yemei Tumah and then bring his Kabbanis that Nazir brings when he's Tameh, and then he would restart his second Nazir period. But certainly by becoming Tameh during his second Nazirus period, it doesn't break his original Nazirus period, and therefore, since he already kept the full 30 days for his original Nazirus period, he doesn't have to recount those. And the Gemara will now bring a machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, what the din would be in the second scenario of a Mishnah. And that was in the case where Reuven said that I should be a Nazir if my wife has a son, and then afterwards he said I'm Mekabel Nazirus on myself, and he was not toilet in having a child, and he just was Mekabel a second Nazirus period. And in that case, the Mishnah taught us that if Reuven started his second Nazirus period and he didn't wait until he had a son, and he thought that he could complete his Nazirus period, and after being a Nazir for 20 days, his wife had a son, and therefore his Nazirus that he was Mekabel for having a son starts at that moment, and his own Nazirus period is suspended, and therefore, as we explained, he had 20 days that he was in Nazir, then he has 30 days of Nazirus for his child, and then he continues after that and completes his Nazirus period, and he keeps another 10 days. He adds on to the 20 days that he already kept for his own Nazirus. Now, certainly, if Reuven became Tamei during the 20 days that he started on his own Nazirus, then certainly it would break that Nazirus, and he has to become Tar, and then restart his Nazirus. However, the Gemara now has a Shaila, Nitma Bibay Benoi, that let's say Reuven became Tamei during the period of time that he's keeping his 30 days of Nazirus because he had a son, and certainly, of course, it would break the Nazirus that he is keeping at this point, and therefore, for example, if he's up to day 5 of this Nazirus period, then he would have to restart his Nazirus period and keep another 5 days after he becomes Tar, and as the Pasuk says, Vayom Rishonim Yiplu. However, the question is, would it also break the original 20 days that he kept for his other Nazirus period, or do we say that they're considered two separate Nazirus period and one has no effect on the other? The Gemara brings Machlekes, Rabbi Yechon Amaseisa. Rabbi Yechon says that by becoming Tar during this period of Nazirus that he's keeping for his son, not only does he forfeit those days and he has to restart that Nazirus period, but he even has to restart his Nazirus period that he was keeping for himself. And for example, if he already kept 20 days, he would have to go and recount 20 days after the Nazirus period that he's keeping for his son. And Reish Lakish Shama'ina says, and Reish Lakish says that although, of course, it breaks and he forfeits the days that he counted for his Nazirus period that he's counting for his son, but it doesn't break the Nazirus period that he counted for himself, and therefore those 20 days are still valid. And after he completes his Nazirus period for his son, Reuven would only have to count another 10 days for his original Nazirus. And the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yechon Amar Seisa, Rabbi Yechon says that it breaks it and he forfeits even those days they counted for his Nazirus. And the reason is because Chad Nazirus Arichtahi, since in this case, the din is that after he completes his 20 days, he immediately starts his 30-day period that he accepted for his son, and then right afterwards, he continues with 10 days for the original Nazirus period. So therefore, it's considered like one Nazirus. There's no Giluach in between, and there's no Kabbonis in between, and therefore, if you become tummy during any part of this Nazirus period, the din is that you have to go back to the original Nazirus and you have to redo all of those days. And the pasuk of Yom Rishonim Yiplu applies to all of these days. And Reish Lakish says, and the reason why Reish Lakish says that it doesn't break and he doesn't forfeit any of the days of his own Nazirus that he already started and he already counted 20 days for, because the Nazirus Didei Luchud Udebrei Luchud, his Nazirus that he accepted upon himself without any thai, is its own period of Nazirus, and the Nazirus that he accepted because he had a son is its own term of Naziris, even though it's true that you will not bring your carbonis of Naziris and you will not be Megaleach, and it seems to be one period of Naziris. However, that's really just a technicality, and really you have two separate periods of Naziris. You have your 20 days that you started at the beginning, which was for your Naziris. Then you had a break into action and you kept 30 days of Naziris for your son, and then you continue with your original Naziris and you complete it by keeping another 10 days of Naziris. And the Gemara doesn't discuss this point, but what would happen if Reuven became Tummy during the 10 days that he keeps at the end of the Naziris in order to be Mashlim his own Naziris that he only kept 20 days of up until that point? And the Rishonim explained that even according to Rabbi Yechonon that holds Chod Naziris HaRichtihi, and we may think that this applies even to these 10 days, because between the period of Naziris that he kept for his son and starting these 10 days, he didn't cut his hair and he doesn't bring his Kabbonis. However, they explained that even Rabbi Yechonon would agree that in this case, it's only Seisa, his own Naziris, but it's not Seisa, the Naziris that he counted for his child. And even though it's true that you will not cut your hair or bring your Kabbonis after the Naziris period that he was counting for having a son, that is really only based on technicality, as really he should be able to bring his Kabbonis at this point and cut his hair. It's just a technicality because for the last 10 days, he won't be able to cut his hair and bring a carbon as Ein Gilusar, Pachas Milabidayim. And therefore, we said you shouldn't bring your Kabbonis and you shouldn't cut your hair until after your 10-day period. However, there is a machlekes Rishonim as to what would happen with the original 20 days that he counted. Most Rishonim hold that since he became Tamei during the period of his 10 days that he was counted to be Mashlim his original 20 days, that is one period of his years. Once he forfeits the 10 days that he's counting at the end and that he became Tamei during, he would also forfeit the original 20 days of this Naziris period, and he would have to start over and count 30 more days once he becomes Tar. And the Rambam has a Mechudish Lekashita, then in this case he would only break the last 10 days, but by becoming Tamei during the last 10 days, he would not break and he would not forfeit the original 20 days, Ayin Sham and Tzarech Bia. And we continue on Daf Tesvav and Medav, and the Gemara will now bring a similar machlekes between Rabbi Yechonon and Reish Lakish in a case where someone became Tamei during a period of time where his Naziris period was suspended. And in order to understand our Gemara, let's just start with the quick Akdama. Reuven says, Harini Nazir, I will be a Nazir, and he becomes a Nazir for 30 days, and then let's say after day 10, he becomes a Mitzrayah. So the din is that all the days that he's Tamei based on having Teras, they suspend the days of Naziris and they don't count towards his days of Naziris. And there certainly isn't any machlekes b'negeia someone that has Teras, that certainly he doesn't forfeit any of the days that he previously counted. And in our example, since Reuven already kept 10 days of his Naziris period and then became a Mitzrayah, so all the days that he's Mitzrayah do not count towards the count of his days of Naziris. And after he finishes and he becomes Tar from Teras, then the din would be he would count 20 more days for his Naziris period. He would complete his Naziris. And of course, this is in contrast to a person becomes Tamei while he's in Nazir, that the Torah states then not only is his Naziris suspended, but he actually forfeits his count of Naziris and he has to restart his count completely. And the Gemara now has a Shaila, Nitma b'mei Tzerasai, during the time that his Naziris was suspended because he had Tzeras, what would happen if he became Tamei Meis during that period of time? So Rabbi Yechon says, although it's true that during the days that Reuven is a Mitzrayah, he can't count those days towards his Naziris period. However, Lamaisa, he's still in the middle of his Naziris and therefore became Tamei, then the din of Ayyamah Yerushalayim Yiplu would still be relevant. And after he becomes Tar from being a Mitzrayah, and after he becomes Tar from Tumas Meis, he would have to restart his count of Naziris from day one. And Reish Lakish Amar Eino Seisa, and Reish Lakish says, since during this period of time that he's a Mitzrayah, those days don't count towards his Naziris period, therefore we look at it as if his Naziris is completely suspended, and therefore even though he became Tamei Meis during that period of time, din of Ayyamah Yerushalayim Yiplu is also suspended during that period of time, and it's not Seisa, any of his original days they counted towards his Naziris. Gemara continues and explains as we just explained. Rabbi Yechon says that it actually breaks it and the original days of his Naziris would be batal and would be forfeited to the Naziris because he's lemaisa in the middle of his days of Naziris, and even though they're not counted towards your main Naziris. Reish Lakish Amar Eino Seisa, Reish Lakish says it doesn't break and it doesn't forfeit the original days they counted as a Nazir because Tzeras L'chod and Naziris L'chod during the period that you're Mitzrayah, it's considered its own separate entity, and with the din of Ayyamah Yerushalayim Yiplu does not apply to that period of time. And the only time that the pasuk by Yom Rishayim Yiplu applies is only during a period of time when you're counting days of the Naziris. And Gemara continues that it seems we have two very similar machlekesim between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish. We had the machlekes Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish as to what the din would be in the case of our Mishnah, where there was a suspension of his first Naziris period, and now he becomes Tamei. And we also had a question, what would happen during the days of Tzeras when his Naziris period is suspended and Reuven became Tamei? And the Gemara says, Vitzricha, we need both of the machlekesim. The Itma b'hach kamaisa, if we would only say the machlek is relevant to our Mishnah, by here Rabbi Yechon says, maybe we would say, in that case, Rabbi Yechon says, that by becoming Tamei, you forfeit all the days of Naziris and even your original Naziris that you only kept for 20 days, and that's because Shem Naziris Achasi Lemaisi became Tamei while he was in Nazir, and it already has a din of Vayam Mishayim Yiplu, and he forfeits all days that he counted for any Naziris prior to becoming Tamei. However, Avu Bahab negated the case of Tziras, Eimah Maidel Reish Lakish, maybe he would be Maidel Reish Lakish, the Nazal Chud, the Tziras Al Chud, that even though he became Tamei, since he's only Mitzuri at that period, so therefore it wouldn't break apart, and it wouldn't forfeit any previous days they counted towards the Naziris. And the Gemara continues, V'yit Ma Baha, and we only say the second case, B'negei Tziras, Baha Kam Reish Lakish, then we say, maybe over here Reish Lakish says, he doesn't forfeit any days of Naziris, because the Nazal Chud, the Tziras Al Chud, Al B'hach, Eimah Maidel Reish B'yechran. However, in the first case, in the case of our Mishnah, where he was a Nazir in any case, and L'chaira, we're talking about two Naziris periods, maybe over here, even Reish Lakish would agree to Rabbi Yechran that he would forfeit all days of Naziris. Tzrichan, that's why we need both Machleksim. And the Gemara continues, and let's start with a brief Akhtama. We know in order to cut your hair and be Yaitza, the Giluach that you have to do as a Nazir, there's a Dinya you have to have grown your hair for at least 30 days, as Ein Gitol Seir, Pachas Min Lamid Yayim. And it's clear that if someone cut his hair during his period of Naziris, and either he was Ivan Alav because he did this B'mezid, or he wasn't Ivan any Lav because someone forced him to cut his hair, and he was a complete Oinus, but even so, the Din is that he can't cut his hair, as L'maisa, he doesn't have 30 days of growth, and therefore, for example, if he cut his hair on day 29 of his Naziris period, even though his Naziris period is really over the next day, but he has to grow his hair for another 30 days in order to be able to cut his hair and bring his Kabbanis, because in Gidosa, Pachos B'lam B'Jayim, and the same, of course, holds true if he actually cut his hair on day number 2, then he would also have to grow his hair for another 30 days. After he finishes his full Naziris period, he would still have to wait one more day where he would not be able to cut his hair, as otherwise he would not have a full 30-day growth in order to cut and bring his kabanis. Because it's possible that that extra day is only one day, therefore in the Gemara's terminology, we call this Yom Gidol Sar, the extra day he has to grow his hair. And therefore the Gemara asks, Nitma B'Yom Gidol Seir, if Reuven becomes Tamei on that day, where really his Naziris period is all over, except that he has to continue to grow his hair for one or more days after the period of Naziris was already over. We have a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Rav Amar, Rav states, Ein Seisa, that it would not be Seisa, his original count of Naziris, and he would not have to recount 30 more days after he becomes Tar, and even more so, would not be considered that he became Tamei while he was a Nazir, and therefore, after he becomes Tar, he doesn't have to cut his hair and bring his kabanis that a Nazir brings, Betumah, which is the Sham Naziris, and the Shtei Tarim, Shtei Bnei Yoyna, Echel L'chatos Ve'echel L'Oyla, and immediately after he becomes Tar, he could go to the mikvah, he could do his process in order to become Tar from Tumas Meis, and since at that point he already has a hair that was grown for 30 days, immediately he could cut his hair and bring his kabbanis of Nazir's Betayra, he could bring his chatos, his oil and his shlamim. Rav continues, Afilu Rabbi Yechran Da'ama Seisa, that even according to Shitz Rabbi Yechran that said before, Reuven becomes Tamei during a period where his Naziris is suspended, either in the case of a Mishnah or in the case where he was in Mitzurah, that the din is that he does forfeit any previous day that he counted towards Naziris, Hanimili Hechad the Kaib Naziris, that's only because he became Tamei during a period of time that he's in the middle of his Naziris period. However, since in this case he already finished his Naziris period and he already counted a full 30 days, and the only reason why he can't bring his kabbanis is because his hair did not have a 30-day growth, Gidol Sar Mishlam Naziris, who he's still at the point where his Naziris was completed already, therefore none of the dinim that apply to a Nazir that becomes Tamei applies to this person. And the Gemara continues, Shmuel Amar Seisa, and Shmuel says he would actually forfeit all the days of Naziris, and after Reuven becomes Tar, he has to cut his hair and he has to bring his kabbanis of Naziris Betumah and restart his Naziris period. And Shmuel continues, I feel Reish Lakish Dama Ein Seisa, and even according to Reish Lakish that we had before, who said that he doesn't forfeit any of his previous days of his previous Naziris period, or in the case when he became Tamei while he was in Mitzrayah, he doesn't forfeit any of the days they counted towards the Naziris before he became Mitzrayah, and that's because Hasam Shtei Naziris, Hacha Chad Nazirusa, over there, we were talking about two separate periods of Naziris. For example, in the Mishnah, we were talking about a case where Reuven was a Nazir originally because of his own Naziris, and he became Tamei during the period of time that he was keeping Naziris based on the fact that his wife had a son. Similarly, when a person becomes Tamei Meis during his period when he's in Mitzrayah, so Reish Lakish stated, Tziras Al Chud and Naziris Al Chud, we look at it as two separate distinct periods of time. That's why, since he became Tamei Meis during a distinct period of time, so he's not going to forfeit any days from a previous Naziris period or from a previous counting. However, since in our case, this person only accepted upon himself one Naziris period, and he became Tamei at a point in time, even though it was only based on a technicality that he couldn't bring his kabbanis in order to complete his Naziris period, but L'maisa, he couldn't bring his kabbanis, and L'maisa, since he became Tamei Meis, therefore he forfeits all the days of Naziris, and he has to start his Naziris count once again. And the Gemara continues, and let's begin with the short Akdamah. as we know, when a Nazir completes his Nazir's period, he has to cut his hair and he has to bring Karbanes. And at this point, the Gemara feels there are actually three different dinim. Number one, he needs to do Taglachas in order to get rid of all these Nisuri Nazirs. And prior to doing Taglachas, the Nisuri Nazirs would still apply. Number two, when you shave your head, you must be tar. And number three, that you only could shave your head when bringing your Karbanes, as the hair has to be burnt under the pot that you cook your shlomim in. And therefore, the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Chisda, HaKalmoidin, that both Rav and Shmuel agree, Shem Kiddush Seir Bedam, that if someone brought the Karbanes and he did Zrikas Adam on his Karbanes, but he still did not cut his hair, and as Taisa says, that any hair that's not cut, that was grown because you're a Nazir, is called Kaddish, as the Pasuk says, V'Kiddush Reishai, and Taisa says, Shepirushai, that the explanation is, Yaschel Gadol Reishai, that he has to start growing his hair, and the Pasuk also says, Kaddish Yer Gadol Peres HaReishai, and Rav Chisda teaches us that if Reuven at that point becomes Tomei, then in Lei Takada, that he doesn't have any Takana, and Taisa explains, Kasal Kadaitach, that the Havmin of Gemara is, Shelo Yucha Loi Lomis, Lishtos Biayin Ulegalech, that he will never be able to drink wine or cut his hair, Kivin Shehevi Kvar Kabanesav, since he already brought his Kabanes, the Kivin and Mitma Kaidim Shigilach, and since he became Tomei before he was able to cut his hair, Ubulevah is Kabin Loi Yucha Legalech. And of course, as we explained, the Gemara at this point thinks that the only way to cut your hair is only if you bring a carbon, since Reuven already brought his Kabanes Naziris, so he can't bring other Kabanes, and that would be considered bringing Chun Lazara, and therefore he won't be able to cut his hair, and he won't be able to drink wine, as he will never be considered that he completed his Naziris process. And the Gemara now asks that L'chir, this doesn't make sense, as Alibid Man, who is Rav Chisda discussing, and which Shita is he going like? E Alibid Rabbi Lezer, if he's going like the Shita Rabbi Lezer, but that wouldn't make sense, as Kivin de Omer Taglachas Ma'akeves, that since Rabbi Lezer holds that if a Nazir doesn't cut his hair, that's Ma'akev him, and he can't drink wine yet, and if so, Taich Meloisi, it's considered that he's still in the middle of his Naziris period, and therefore, if he became Tamei, then the original Karbanis that he brought really don't work, and he has to become Tar once again, and then he will have to bring Karbanis Naziris again, and at that point, he'll be able to cut his hair, and therefore, how could Rav Chisda say that in Lei Takana, if by the fact that he became Tamei, as the Gemara says, Vilista, it'll be Soisa, his Yimei Taira? The Gemara now says, Ela Libid Rabbanon, if you can say that Rav Chisda is going according to Shitas Rabbanon, Ha'amri, Taglachas Leima Keves, that they hold that by not cutting your hair, that's not Ma'akiv, the end of your Naziris, and as long as Reuven brought his Karbanis, he doesn't have an Issa to become Tamei, and he doesn't have an Issa to drink wine, and he also doesn't have an Issa to cut his hair. And the Gemara answers, Lo Ilma Libid Rabbanon, really Rav Chisda's din is going with Fidu Rabbanon, and Ma'ilin Takana, and when we said that he doesn't have a takana, it doesn't mean that he can't cut his hair, or he can't drink wine, or he can't be metamel mesim, as certainly since he brought his kabanas, he can do all those three things. But in Lei Takana, lemitzvah kiluach, that since he didn't cut his hair prior to bringing his kabanas, therefore he wasn't able to burn his hair under the pot that you cooked the shlamim in, so therefore he'll never be able to go and do the mitzvah kiluach b'shleimus, and he won't be able to cut his hair and place it under the pot of the shlamim. But of course, according to Rav Chisda, even though this person became tummy, once he becomes tar, he will be able to cut his hair at that point, even though he won't be able to throw it under the shlamim. And according to the Mefarish, it's mashma, they can even cut his hair even during the time period while he's tamei ayin sham. And Taisus and Rishonim point out that when Rav Chisda says hakol moedim, he's going back to the machlekes and Rav Shmuel. And even though Rav Shmuel chaylik in a case where Reuven became tamei on the last day when he was still unable to cut his hair, and Rav held that even though he became tamei during a period of time when he still couldn't cut his hair, that the din is that it's not going to be soisa and he won't forfeit any of his previous counts of Naziris, whereas Shmuel said that it will be Saisa's previous count of Naziris. That's only over there where he still had some Chiyuve Naziris, as Lemaisa, he was still on a day when he couldn't cut his hair. However, Rav Chisda is Mechadish to us that if Reuven already completed all his Dinon of Naziris and he brought his Kabanis and he just didn't cut his hair, then even though he becomes Tommy, it's not Saisa any of his previous counting of Naziris, and he won't forfeit any of his previous days. Once you bring your Kabanis, becoming Tommy has no effect on his Naziris period. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yisrael Bechrina teaches us, Nazir Shekola Yomav, if a Nazir completes all the days of Naziris and he did not yet bring his Karbanes and he's on the day when he can bring a carbon, the din is like Alatoma, that even though if at this point he becomes Tamei, it won't be Soisa and he won't forfeit any of his days of Naziris. And even though Taisus points out on day 31, he would forfeit his previous days of Naziris based on a Takan Drabanan, but on day 32, for example, there is not even a Takan Drabanan that he would forfeit any of his previous days of Naziris. Even so, since he became Tamei, he would get Malkus. However, although there was an Issa for Reuven to drink wine or cut his hair prior to bringing his Karbanes, as the Pasuk says, Va'acha Yishtim in Ayin, however, if he does drink wine or he cuts his hair before bringing his Karbanes, he would not be Chayiv Malkus. And just to point out the Maskon and Sagamara, that the Gemara in Daftes Vav and Alv will actually bring a Tiyufta to this dinner of Rabbi Yisrael Bechrina, but the Gemara now continues. continues with his questions on Rabbi Yosi Bukrina, Maishna Tumah D'Laki. Why is it that Rabbi Yosi Bukrina says that if someone becomes Tumay, even though it is already day 31 or even day 32, it's because the Amakra, Kali Mei Hazir Lashem, that the Pasuk says all the days that you're Nazir Tashem, the Rabbis Yom Shalachim Alais, Kiyom Shalafne Alais, that it's Marbra, that even the days that after you completed all of your Dinam and Naziris, and it's already past day 30, prior to bringing your Kabanais, it has Dinim like it's before Malais. The Pasuk continues, Al Nefesh Meis Loyavai, that if you become Tame, you will get Malkus. And the Gemara therefore is, if someone cuts a hair before they brought the Kabanais, they should also be Chayiv Malkus, because the Pasuk says, Kol Yimei Ned and Nizrai, Tal Loyavai Al Roshai. And once again, we should have the same Limud, Lassis Yom Shlachim Malais, Kiyom Shalom Flame Malais, and the Din should be that doesn't make a difference if he cut his hair prior to day 30 or after day 30, as long as he didn't bring Kabanais, you should be Chayiv Malkus for cutting your hair. And the Su, and the same question applies, Benegea drinking wine, as the Pasuk says, Kol Yimei Nizrai, Mikol Shiyeh Asa, Migefen Ayayim, Mechatzan Vadzog, Lo Yeochal. And once again, we should learn, Last Yom Shlachim Lois, Kiyom Shalom Flame Lois, that if a person drinks wine, it doesn't make a difference if he drank wine before 30 days or after 30 days, as long as he didn't bring his Kabanis, he should be Chayiv Malkus for drinking wine. And we continue on Daf Tesav Manal, Shani Hocha, and the Gemara responds that the Issa of Tumah is different than drinking wine and cutting your hair, because the Amar Rachmanu, because the Torah says, Binagea Nazir, Bichiyamos Mesalav Bepesa Pisayim, Vitimei Resh Nizrai. And we learn out, Mishin Nizrai, Tolilai Bereshai, that even though this Nazir only has a din, that he didn't cut his hair and he didn't bring his Kabanis, there's still an Issa Tumah involved, and if he will be Metame himself at that point, he will still receive Malkus. However, we don't have this Riboy, Binagea cutting your hair, or Binagea drinking wine, and therefore, even though there's an Issa to drink wine or cut your hair, but the Chiyav Malkus would not apply. And the Gemara continues, Meisvei, that the Gemara will bring a question, Arab Yesu Vachrina, from the following Braisa, Nazir Shekol Yamav, if a Nazir completed all his days in his ears, also Galeach, Belishis Yayin, Lotamel Mesim, he's still Asa to cut his hair, or to drink wine, or to be Matamel Mesim, until he brings his Kabanis, then Gilach Bishas Yayin, Vinitmel Mesim, and if he does any of these things, Hareza Sefik Zabayim, he would receive Malkus, and therefore, Tiyufta, it is a question and a Tiyufta to Rabbi Yosi Bukrina, because Rabbi Yosi Bukrina said that the only time we receive Malkus is only if he's Metamel Mesim, and not if he cuts his hair or drinks wine, and we have a clear Braisa, not like Rabbi Yosi Bukrina, and we will stop over here.